Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Everything is Time podcast. My name is Jeremy.
My name is Ruby.
We're just going to be talking and having a normal conversation today. Don't necessarily have a topic because we're living life on the edge.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This makes it sound like we didn't plan anything. So, for those of you listening, right, I'm going to definitely do a poll on this. Sweet tea or unsweet tea?
Oh, here we go.
Sweet tea is the correct answer, if you guys were wondering. You can unfollow us now if you like unsweet tea.
I'm pro unsweet tea because it's the correct response. And some of us don't like drinking sugar water.
Mm-hmm. Are you telling me that if you took like a glass of water and put sugar in it, it's the same thing as sweet tea?
I'm sorry.
And you like were blindfolded and it's like a taste test, you'd be like, yeah, same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced I could give you a glass of sugar water
Lies.
With brown dye. And you'd be like, it's amazing, it's
Lies.
Sweet tea.
You know me, Let I have me a put... fantastic taste palette. Like, I am a connoisseur of foods and
yes.
desserts. So I would definitely be able to
And coffee?
And coffee.
Yeah.
Especially coffee and tea. It's my specialty.
You really like your, a little bit of coffee with your milk.
You're just very boring when it comes to, like, food and drinks and stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
I live life on the edge, as you would say, when it comes to things like that.
Right.
Jeremy, like, when we go to restaurants, he's always the person who's, like, ordering, like, the most basic thing ever. And I'm like, Jeremy, you just need to spice it up and order something out of the ordinary.
Give me an
Try
example.
New foods.
I love an example of this.
Like, one time, we were at, we've been thinking through all of the time. Was it In-N-Out? Where we ordered, like, did you order animal style at In-N-Out?
No.
Oh, that's another. Okay, so people who, like, have an In-N-Out, or if you know what In-N-Out is, right? There's, like, a secret menu item that's not on their menu, and you just tell them that you want, like, your burger animal style, it tastes so much better. And Jeremy's like, no, I'm just gonna get a regular burger. It was, like, a special sauce or something. It's really good, though. It's worth it.
I feel like I've seen somebody get animal style fries before. It kind of just looked like somebody... It's like fries with mucus. That's what it kind of looked like. So it wasn't appealing
I mean,
to me.
Okay, good to know.
So I figured that somebody just kind of, like, sneezed into your burger, and you're like, yum, animal style.
This is what I had to put up with. Like... Every restaurant. Anything. No, this is a complaint of mine. Anytime I go to like a restaurant, Jeremy's like, what did you order? Like, what are you doing?
I'm sorry.
IHOP. Okay. That's my fault.
Great
okay,
example. Let's go into that. So let's paint the picture for people
right.
just so they really understand what you're accusing me of.
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone, picture it's like 7 or 8 p.m., right? You go into an IHOP, you open the menu. You're probably going to get breakfast, right? Maybe if you, I wouldn't suggest it, but maybe you get like lunch or dinner style food, like a burger or something. If you were to see a Captain Crunch milkshake with blue glitter dye, how many of you would be like, absolutely, this is my dinner, like I have to have it? Because you had plenty of warning signs. I told you it was weird, the waitress looked at you like you were crazy when you ordered it, and your rationale was like, but Jeremy, it has blue dye.
It wasn't very good. Spoiler alert. Like,
what did
you
expect?
I thought it was going to be good. It was just like soggy cereal, which was not my thing.
But it's a cereal milkshake.
Yeah, but like for some reason, I thought like the milkshake would be more solidified and then like the cereal would just be like on top. And I was not a fan.
Do you like Captain Crunch cereal?
I've never had Captain Crunch cereal. So that's why I was like, this is like me talking about movies that I've never seen. And I'm like, it's like this or this. No, but for those of you wondering who like have actually had Captain Crunch, well, I still haven't had Captain Crunch besides in that milkshake. Maybe don't get it. Unless you like soggy cereal, like that's your thing, then like, yeah, I would not be here for it.
Yeah, it's a lot of people's things, soggy cereal. I hope there are just hundreds of Tinder profiles that are like, if you're not pro soggy cereal, swipe left? Is that right? Right? Left? Right is yes.
I don't know, Jeremy. Pull out your Tinder. Let's see.
I don't have one. Mm-hmm. I have YouTube. It's not the same app.
YouTube. Jeremy's trying to get dates on YouTube. Yeah.
Let me tell you the comment section on YouTube. Prime area for dates.
Right.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah, fight him on that. He's just the meme with the guy sitting at the table. Yeah. But no, at restaurants, we don't have the best luck. Like, even, remember that Mexican restaurant we went to on a senior trip? And we were like, we're going to be so smart. We're going to order the same exact... Like, literally, Jeremy and I, like, let me
planned.
Give you background on this. We went to a Mexican restaurant that was apparently supposed to be amazing. And, like, we went there, And, like, red flag number one was that their specialty was fish.
It was odd.
Right. Red flag number two was this, like, weird chip dip thing they had that was, like, mint green.
Well, it had mint in it, right?
But it was, like, shockingly green. It was very strange. But, like, mint green. Like, that blue kind of, like, greenish
like
color.
Toothpaste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not appetizing.
And people then, loved it. Some people liked
it. Right. So Jeremy and I were concerned. So we did what every smart person would do. And we're like, let's get the exact same meal, but with different sauces. So then we get that. We take a bite of our own food. Hate it. We're like, let's switch.
Right.
Then we switch plates completely, take a bite of the other person's food. And we're like, this is not much better, but it's still slightly better. So then we just ate. We're like, okay, you know.
I want to say it was like chicken enchiladas or something.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. We got enchiladas, but like your sauce was like a pesto sauce. And then the sauce that I got was like some kind of like...
Was it like chili?
Sour cream something sauce. And we switched. And I was like, this just tastes like any Italian restaurant food.
That's offensive.
Like Olive Garden.
Well, like, actually that might track.
Yeah. So,
I could see Olive Garden be like, we have our enchiladas straight from Italy. Yeah, I could see that happening. I mean, other people seem to enjoy their food, I guess.
I wasn't paying. The only person who I know was enjoying their food was like our friend who was sitting across from us, and he ordered fish. And he's like, that's why I told you guys to order the fish. And I was like, okay.
But who, I mean, enchiladas at a baseline should be edible, right?
They should be good, like at least in like a Mexican restaurant.
But I mean, if it sucks, right? If the restaurant sucks,
I don't understand. I do not understand for the life of me. Like you, we live right, like more in like the north part of Texas. The more south you go, the better the Mexican food should be. Like, what was this place? Also, why did people? I don't know. Like, I was mad about it. I was not happy. Anyway, that's another restaurant experience.
Are there any restaurants that you hate? You mentioned...
I hate, okay.
Oh, okay.
Here's, well, this is, I don't know if this is a restaurant. Is Qdoba a restaurant?
They sell food. They're not an appliance store. Like, is Qdoba a Best Buy?
No, what I meant was like, is it considered fast food or like a sit-down restaurant?
I would say restaurants inclusive of everything, like all of that.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, I've only been there once and like traumatized by the fact that they put like... So much rice. Like, you order a burrito, right? Which is this huge burrito, and it's just filled with rice. Like, why? Like, what is the combination of, like, just... I'm sorry.
Chipotle does that, too.
A giant... That's what I've never... No. Like, I do not want to sit here and bite into a burrito just to be filled with just rice.
I mean, that's fair. I don't mind it, but I also don't think of it as Mexican food.
I don't think of it as any type of food.
Oh, so it's just not edible.
It's... I'm... Where's the nutrients?
Meanwhile, sweet tea and blue coconut.
But I'm not eating that for whole meals.
Captain Crunch milkshake was your meal.
I wasn't that hungry. That's why I decided to get a milkshake. And afterwards, I was like starving. It was a whole thing. Anyway, yeah. But I didn't order that thinking that's my dinner. I ordered that thinking I'm not hungry right now. Anyways. Yeah, that would probably be like...
Qdoba, interesting.
Well, I've only been there one time. That was a long time ago, but I still remember it as like traumatizing. What about you?
Olive Garden. I hate Olive Garden. I know, but I can't... I hate...
You don't like the Sicilian cheesecake?
What? It's the audacity of Olive Garden for me. One, the food is crap. Two, it's expensive. Like, I think a chicken parmesan there is like $17. It's like, I could make this for like $3. And they're like, it's authentic chicken parmesan. And it's like they got some like a Popeye's chicken fried breast. And we're like, here you go. Put some sauce on it. Italian food. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Their salads aren't bad though.
I hardly ever go to Olive Garden. I've only been there maybe like 3 times in my whole life. I'm not a huge fan. The only reason I would go to an Olive Garden in the future is if, like, my host sister from Italy comes again and I somehow get her to go there.
Well, then you're subjective. It's fun for you, then. It's more the entertainment.
It is. Like,
than the food.
She was already just like. She was. It was just like an atrocity for her to read the menu. She's like, what is a Sicilian cheesecake? You know what confuses me? I used to really like the tiramisu from La Madeleine when I was younger. Right? Which is confusing
French
now.
French restaurant?
Yeah, it's a French... No. Yeah, it's a French restaurant. But, like, I don't know why I love their tiramisu, and I never put, like, two and two together to be like, but this is a French restaurant. But their tiramisu was good, so I don't know if it still is, but, like...
I don't know. I haven't been to a La Madeleine in many years, I think.
Literally, like, don't go to La Madeleine that often.
But their tiramisu.
Well, I was younger, yeah. Like, I like their tiramisu, but, like, literally, I haven't been in so long. It's just, like, I don't know. I don't even know what they sell. It's salads, soups, and bread.
Pretty much, yeah. Are there any fast food restaurants that are just, like, on your hit list of places you hate?
I do not like Burger King. I don't know why. I just have never gotten, like, great food there.
Do people like Burger King?
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
Like, I have no
Whopper,
idea.
Isn't that Burger King? I think so.
It's not Jack in the Box. What is Jack in the Box?
Jack in the Box is an assortment of random things for stoners. That's what Jack in the Box is. I will say, they have a good breakfast sandwich.
I feel like Jack in the Box's curly fries are good, but everything else, I'm like...
Yeah.
You know another weird place? My mom loves Arby's, right? For, like, the reason... Not, like...
Why?
Not, like... She likes just, like, she only likes one thing there, which is, what? Like, just the roast beef sandwich.
Well, that's their main thing.
That's it. But, like, everything else, I've never, ever had anything else on their menu. But, like...
Their curly fries are good.
Oh, yeah, I've had that, too. But, like, other than that, I don't know. Like, Arby's just... I don't really know what else they have besides roast beef. I guess they're good if you just, like, want something that's, like, roast beef. You know what confuses me? The place that I cannot... Well, okay, that's not true. I like their corn dogs.
Corn dogs?
Sonic.
Oh.
But let me tell you, their assortment of, like, drinks, it's just, like, overwhelming. It's like, okay, their food's normally pretty greasy, so I'm not a fan of it. Mm-hmm. But, like, the amount of drinks and combinations of milkshakes and slushies they have is ridiculous.
It's insane. I will say that they ruined milkshakes for me for a long time.
Why?
Because this is the whole story.
Oh, let me sit down.
Elementary school Jeremy was really looking for a festive time during the holidays.
What is...
So, we went to Sonic for reasons I don't remember.
I'm going to need you to define festive time before we move forward.
Christmas.
Okay, but, like, I've never ever heard you be like, Jeremy, we need to look for a festive time.
I'm very festive.
Lies. Absolutely. He is just dressed in black during the Christmas season.
No, but yeah, I was trying to be very festive, as one does.
So is this one of the died, that part of your personality died, this event?
It's all because of Sonic.
Sonic killed Christmas.
Sonic?
For Jeremy.
No. They, you know how they have, like, festive milkshakes?
No.
Okay, well, they have festive...
Like eggnog? Like that kind of stuff.
Kind of.
They have, like, eggnog milkshake or gingerbread milkshake or things like that?
Yeah, yes. So I got what they called a gingerbread blast.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wait, how old were you?
7 or 8.
Oh, okay. I won't pick on you too much.
I'm sorry. Captain Crunch milkshake at 22. But anyway, I got gingerbread blast. It made it to the point where I couldn't eat that type of soft serve ice cream from anywhere, like McDonald's, Sonic. There are probably other places that have it, too.
Why?
Because I got so sick after eating it. It's the point where even now, I know what a gingerbread blast tastes like.
Oh,
I know
that kind of
sick. It was that kind of traumatized sick to where I 100% know what it tastes like. And I had to build up a tolerance for soft serve ice cream over the years. Like, I couldn't have it for multiple years. Like, this just tastes like a gingerbread blast. There's no gingerbread in it, but it tastes like a gingerbread blast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's my experience with Sonic.
They have good limeades. If you're going to get anything in the summer at Sonic, limeades are pretty good.
Yeah. I don't understand. Back to Arby's, because I'm still not over it. I don't understand how Arby's stays in business. Like, is the market for roast beef sandwiches so large?
That's how I feel about, like, Waffle House. Because, like, I don't understand how there's so many Waffle Houses, but also, like, how do they stay in business?
Well, they have an assortment of breakfast items, right?
I've never been to a Waffle House. I just keep seeing them, and then I hear people being like, I don't really like, I don't see that many people ever at Waffle House, but I keep hearing it mentioned. So I'm like, do a lot of people go? Or, like, I don't know. There's several places where I'm like, how are they still in business? It's like, what?
I feel like Waffle House is a place you go at, like, 4 a.m. when nothing else is open.
Maybe.
I have done that before.
Just to a Waffle House?
Yeah. Well, it's not much, like, there's, like, Waffle House open, IHOP open, Denny's open. Like, those, like, 24-hour...
And you didn't pick Denny's to go to?
I've been to all of those at very late, very late times. But I've been to a Waffle House. It's not my favorite, but I can understand. They have an assortment of items to where it's like, okay, you could go there and find something. If I went into an Arby's and I didn't want a roast beef sandwich, I don't know what I would get.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they probably have, like, other meats. Their commercials are always like, we have the meats, which is always a very strange thing to hear. So I assume they have, like, ham, maybe, or, like, turkey.
I have no idea. Literally not. You know, also, what I don't understand is, like, people's fascination with the Dairy Queen. You're one of those people who, like, lives for a blizzard. Why? Well, because they can turn it upside down? Like, what is that?
I mean, isn't it the same idea, like, people that live for a McFlurry?
I've never had a McFlurry, but isn't that just, like, saucered ice cream?
Yeah. It's essentially a gingerbread blast. But with different stuff in it, hopefully.
I don't understand America's obsession with putting as many flavors into ice creams as they can. They're like, New York strawberry cheesecake blizzard. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, okay, well, or like, what else is absolutely ridiculous? Some of the pancake options at IHOP are questionable.
I don't understand how IHOP is able to have so many menu items.
They have a lot.
And be fine with it. Like, you know who I really don't... Okay, I don't understand how the Cheesecake Factory can have a full-on Bible of a menu and be like, this is totally fine. We don't have any problem with cost at all. It's like pages. It's insane.
I mean, I've been to a Cheesecake Factory, but only for cheesecake. I've never eaten their food.
I've been there, I think, twice in my life for food. And I want to say the menu is 20...
You didn't go for the cheesecake? You went for the food?
I got the cheesecake one of the two times, but the other time I did not. But the menu is 30 pages. Like, if you include all the drinks and the cheesecakes and the food, it's kind of like, well, how?
I appreciate places with small menus. Not like ones that are like, okay, I'm going to get, like, a burnt at the stake for this in Texas.
Go for it.
So, Whataburger, right? Why do they have so many menu items? Also, who asked for, like, maybe I'm not the person who should be complaining about this. But, like, who asked for a Dr. Pepper milkshake? I've tried it, but, like, also.
I've tried it. Like, how was it? Give us your review.
My mom was like, let's get it. And I was like, you do that. And it was horrible.
Was it, like, cherry?
I don't even remember. Maybe I blocked it out. I just remember my mom getting it. She was like, maybe this is... I don't know why. I have no idea why. But, like, who asked for that? And, like, Whataburger always has, like, weird... They're always coming out with new stuff. And I'm just so confused by it. I don't understand the fascination with Whataburger. It's just a burger. Maybe we need to cut that out.
Maybe that's what it is. Like, it's maybe instead of Whataburger, it's what? A burger?
What? Yeah, exactly. A burger?
No.
Yeah, no.
I think I would probably say I prefer Whataburger to In-N-Out.
You know what's really strange? Is it like, do people remember, for those of you listening, do you guys remember like the Chick-fil-A sandwich versus like the Popeye's chicken sandwich? There's a whole debate.
Yeah, that was like a year ago.
Yeah,
or...
I love how like all of a sudden KFC is just like, try our chicken sandwich. Ooh. I've seen so many ads for that. And I was like kind of late to the party. But
are
like,
people
okay.
Going to KFC?
I don't know. I don't really know what they have at KFC. I want to know who's going specifically for their sandwich, though.
I also don't really understand the whole fried chicken debates. And
debates?
People have very strong opinions. There, you know, there's like Chick-fil-A, Chicken Express, Raising...
Oh, I've never had Chicken Express in my life. I've heard they have good tea, supposedly.
They have good tea. Unsweet tea. Very good unsweet tea.
Right.
No, but there's also Raising Cane's. There's like... You want to talk about a restaurant that doesn't have many menu items? Raising Cane's.
It's literally just chicken baskets. And then like a one tea option.
And then they have like a sandwich, which is just their
also, Raising
Cane's...
Wait.
What?
Yeah, they're the ones with that, like, sauce that everybody... Let me tell you, Raising Cane's, like, it's not that great if you don't have the sauce.
Yep.
So, like, literally, if you run out of sauce, it's not even that great of, like, fried chicken.
Yeah.
You're basically screwed. It's like, yeah. Anyway. Now I know I complained...
Okay, you're backtracking.
Okay, like, now
all
I
right.
know I complained about places that, like, had too many menu items...
Uh-huh.
But there's a couple, and this isn't even a food place. Okay, when it comes to beverages, and they have a lot of things, I'm fine with it. Like, Starbucks, like, I'm fine with them having an assortment of things.
This actually tracks what I've seen you make with coffee, though.
I'm fine with it. The only thing I don't understand is the obsession with like pumpkin spice. But maybe that's because like you with that gingerbread and whatever you got. Like I had like a gingerbread, what is it called? Pumpkin spice cake. Like back
gingerbread pumpkin spice cake.
No. Like what you had with your gingerbread thing, I had with pumpkin spice. Oh. So I had a cake that was pumpkin spice, and I got so sick. And I could have like pumpkin anything for a while. And like I still don't really like pumpkin spice, but that's like one of those flavors that are super popular at Starbucks, which I don't understand. But I appreciate the all the different like drinks they can make and things like that. Like I like.
I don't. Am I gonna get hate for this? I don't understand the fascination with Starbucks.
Their coffee?
I mean, I think I've gotten their black coffee once or twice.
Boring order, Jeremy. You need to get white chocolate mocha. A+, 10 out of 10.
Why would I get a
white? Or like gingerbread latte during the holidays. Oh, chestnut praline latte, everything. Like.
This is just furthering the narrative that you like coffee that isn't coffee.
I like coffee.
Also, gingerbread latte. Did you not hear my entire speech about how I can't
you
have...
You said you got over it, though. You said that you, like, have slowly get over it, and now you're over it. So, like, maybe you can try it.
That's my...
Maybe. Chestnut praline latte.
Chestnut praline latte.
So good. My favorite holiday flavor at Starbucks is chestnut praline latte.
Does it have chunks in it?
No, it's just, like... No, I don't go to Starbucks that much, I say as a but
how many times a week do you go to Starbucks?
I don't go that much. But what I'm saying is, how
many times a week?
I like it during the fall. I will go a lot more during the fall. But we also get like points because I have like the gold card membership. So like, you know, you get so many points and you get like a free one. Anyways.
Like, I don't go that much. Here's my gold card. Do you have any sort of like favorite candies or candies you hate?
Okay, I love just like any lollipop except, right? I have a problem with this. This is just candy in general. Like, I love lollipops, but like, for the life of me, who in the world, like, I want to know, I genuinely want to know, who asked, what was it, like Tootsie Roll, to put a Tootsie Roll inside lollipops? Or like, no, it was gum. It was gum. Yeah, remember? You
gum
had like,
pops?
No. Like
gum
you
pops.
Had lollipops where like you would eat it and then at the end it would just turn into gum. Or Pop Rocks where they pop in your mouth and then it turned into gum. Who was asking for that? Who asked for that? Like this trend of candies that just all of a sudden turned into gum in your mouth.
I remember they banned those gum pops at my elementary school because they thought they'd be a choking hazard.
But the lollipop wasn't?
Apparently not.
Questions. Okay.
You know, I didn't make the rules. I just was subjected to them. But Tootsie Roll, I don't really...
I hate Tootsie Rolls. I don't like
them. I don't...
Laffy Taffy, I don't really like at all. I really love just, like, lollipops and then, like, the nerd ropes.
No, but, like, what are nerd ropes?
Yeah, okay.
What's
you've
a
never
nerd
seen
rope?
A nerd rope?
Describe Everything. It to me.
It's, like... a gummy rope and then has like nerds on it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like, okay, that's another thing. I do grape. Not like grape.
Neither do
flavored
I.
Flavored anything. You can give me any, you can give me my favorite candy. I will not eat a lollipop that is grape flavored. Absolutely. It tastes like medicine. It tastes like cough medicine.
Yep.
Yeah. Pop Rocks were always a lot of fun. The ones that didn't turn into
you know the
gum.
Ones I, you know the candy I don't get? Gushers.
Yeah, Gushers were too sticky. They always made such a big mess. They were always too sweet. I hated watching people take, like, the whole pack of Gushers and eat it all at once. I could not. I was like, okay, that's another thing. Like, people at my school, like, the combinations people came up with to eat at lunch. Like, we used to have, like, the way it was, like, you had a tray of food, and so then it had, like, a dessert or whatever. And so you'd get, like, let's say you got vanilla ice cream.
Okay.
And, like, you could, like, pick a sort of drinks. So people would always get, like, chocolate milk. And they take the chocolate milk and they pour it in the middle of ice cream and they mix it. And they eat it to make a chocolate ice cream.
That's disgusting.
It is horrible. But like literally more than half the class did that. So it was a concern. I hated it.
That'd just be like soup.
It was, yes, that's what they were doing. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I don't like milk anyway. I never liked milk as a kid. I'm super short anyway. Like it's probably why I didn't drink enough milk. But like... no, people were doing that. It was really not fun. Did you ever have worms in dirt?
What? Did I ever have worms and dirt?
Yeah, the no. dessert?
No, what's that?
Oh, are you kidding me? Private Christian school, you don't have worms and dirt. Not that it's exclusive.
Like, only the Christians can have worms and dirt. Everyone else not allowed. That's what you're saying?
I was talking about this with my friends, like, yesterday, and he was like, what is this? And I was like, well, this is, like, a Texas thing, or maybe just in the U.S. Like, I think people, like, people eat this. It's common. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we need to apologize. Let's see.
So I googled, dirt and worms looks like it's gummy worms with chocolate mousse?
Well,
is that accurate?
It's the ones that they would give us, you would have vanilla ice cream, and then you'd have... Like, you have vanilla ice cream, this one doesn't have it, and then you have, like, a, like, crumbled chocolate cookie on top, and then they put, like, gummy worms in it. It was really good. I mean, like, you just, like, take out the gummy worms, and you're just basically eating vanilla ice cream with, like, some chocolate, and then just, like, gummy worms.
Yeah, they never...
What about puppy chow?
I've had puppy chow. I liked puppy chow.
I didn't like peanut butter growing up, so that's not something I was crazy about, but then you can just, like, bargain with people and be like, okay... Give me, like, your chips. Here's my puppy chow.
Puppy chow was a high commodity.
It was. If you had it, you could get anything you wanted. It's like, I like your pen. Here's some puppy chow.
That's true.
And people would be like, absolutely. People would be, like, bargaining for it. Yeah. That was definitely something. Were there other items that were very, like, high commodity?
I'm trying to think about that. I know people would trade, like, sandwiches for Lunchables sometimes.
Oh.
Like, people liked Lunchables. Puppy chow really is the only one I can think of that was consistent, though.
What about fruit roll-ups? I love fruit roll-ups. I mean, they're
I like
really...
certain flavors of fruit roll-ups.
I tried it recently. It was when I was in college. Yeah, when I was in college, I was like, I'm going to get some and bring them up to my dorm. I wonder if they're still good. I hadn't had them in, like, years since I was, like, in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the first time I tried it, and I was like, wow, this is horrible. Like, it's just sugar with, like, fruit coloring.
Yep.
But then I had this packet, and I was like, well, I just can't not eat them. Like, I bought them, so, like, I have to eat them. So then by the third fruit roll-up, I was like, you know, this is growing on me. So, like, I don't really know what I think about it, but I remember loving fruit roll-ups a lot when I was younger. You know what also was really good? Like, Trix anything. I love Trix cereal.
Really?
Trix yogurt. Except I would eat it and not mix it.
That's so funny. I did the same thing.
Really?
I hate the gray. It's so
the
disgusting.
Gray flavor.
It's so
like,
gross.
The gray color when people mixed it together.
Disgusting.
Was so bad. It was like, you know, the lint you find in, like, the dryer? That color. Like, literally.
But
no.
People. Oh. I did the exact same thing. That's why I stopped.
That's insane. I've never met anybody who ate it like that.
Well, if I got a Trix yogurt, I had to eat it that way. And it got to the point where I stopped getting Trix yogurt because it was hard to keep it to where it was perfectly separate.
I hated it when it, like, crossed out. No,
it's
I
gross.
Cannot eat it together.
It's gross. Because it was always, like, strawberry and kiwi, I think was the big one. Like, the pink and green.
Yeah, it was, like, lime green and then pink.
And then you mix it. It's just, like...
It was gray. It was so gross. Like,
A lot of people liked Go-Gurt.
I didn't mind Go-Gurt.
It's fine.
It was my favorite.
It's fine. I mean...
What was the... Oh, Capri Sun. Roaring Waters. I like that one.
Yeah.
It was clear. It was just like... I was like, okay, absolutely.
I'm trying to think of something I saw in a Sam's Club recently that I had forgotten about.
Oh, Kool-Aid? I don't know.
No, not Kool-Aid. No. It's not Powerade.
Gatorade?
No. What are the ones where it's, like, clear, but it has a flavor?
Clear what?
Like, clear liquid, but it has a flavor. Oh, this is going to drive me crazy.
Clear liquid. Is it a juice?
No, it's not a juice. I wish it were a juice.
Oh, you're just talking about, like, water that's, like, infused with flavors.
I generally don't like those. But let me look up...
Were they popular when you were young?
Yeah. I remember people always used to debate Powerade versus Gatorade. Like, that was a big thing, too.
Powerade's better. Just letting you know. Anyway.
I gotta figure out what this is.
Oh,
I love that I'm looking for water flavored with something. And the first thing that comes up in Google is water flavored Pop-Tarts.
Wait, what? Is that a thing? Wait, because we're hunting those down and, like, making a reaction to that, if that's a thing.
Oh, it's a fake Pop-Tart flavor. But I love that Google's like, this is the first thing you need, water-flavored Pop-Tarts.
I'm so sad and that's fake. I would 100%. I mean, I'm glad it's fake, but also low-key. I was like, maybe I can get Jeremy to try a water-flavored Pop-Tart.
Water-flavored with... It was like grape or something. See, the word that comes to mind is coolant. That is not right. Propel.
I don't know what that is. Wait, hold on.
It's like... That's what I was looking for. Propel is so... It's flavored water, but I remember vividly the grape-flavored Propel. So disgusting. Hate it. 0 out of 10 recommend.
Oh, I don't know what this is. I've never seen this in my life.
It's not good.
Did you ever have, like, the Scooby-Doo gummy snacks?
Yes.
Yes. And the best one was?
I mean, I tend to like the red ones and whatever they are.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's everybody. There was that one that was, like, there was only one in that packet that was, like, neon blue, which is, like, the Scooby snack. It was really weird.
I remember thinking the Scooby snacks were cool, but I didn't love the way that they tasted.
I didn't either. It's crazy. It's weird because, like, I think I did the same thing as you, where, like, red-flavored things. So, like, some... If I had a thing of Skittles, right?
Oh, all red.
I would be, like... I would color coordinate it, so I'd be, like, okay... Red, and then this, and then, like, my least favorite flavor, which is grape, and I just, like, give those away.
Ooh.
I would always eat the red first. Like.
Oh, interesting. I would save it to the end, like, build up.
I would try to collect as many as I am. Like, okay, well, I'm just going to have these, and then... Which, also, I feel like growing up, Skittles just went through, like, 20 different flavors. It was, like, sour Skittles, tropical Skittles.
I don't like any of them. I will say... The only Skittle flavors I really like are the red ones. Orange is fine for me, and lemon's okay. I don't like the green ones, and I don't like the grape ones.
The green ones aren't... What is green? Like,
apple? Apple, I think.
Oh.
Just not my favorite thing in the world.
Huh.
Same with Starburst. I love the red ones.
I don't like Starburst at all.
Oh, you don't like... Oh, really?
I hate Starburst.
Is it the consistency you don't like, or the...
It's so chewy. Like, it's just... But it's not in, like, an easy way to chew, either. It's, no. Like, you have to really bite into it. I'm like, well, is this gonna pull, like, my teeth out?
It's like a taffy, kind
of. I'm not a fan of taffy.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you feel about Oreos?
Overhyped. Okay. Overhyped. I'll say it.
Regular Oreos or double-stuffed Oreos?
I don't like double-stuffed Oreos.
Oh, I like...
They're too sweet for me.
They are too sweet, but if I'm going to pick an Oreo, I'd probably pick double stuff. I don't understand the point of, like, the thin Oreos. It's like, what? That's just, like, a regular cookie. I don't understand the flavors of Oreos. Like, the many, many, many flavors that they're coming up with. I'm like, well, how many flavors do we need as Americans? Like...
I don't know. And they're always weird, like, strawberry-flavored Oreos. I'm like, why do I want strawberry-flavored Oreos? The one I kind of understand, just because it's a normal cookie,
is
the vanilla Oreos, where it's like a yellow wafer and, you know, icing. Because that's sort of just like a generic vanilla cookie.
Yeah, okay, but if you want like a regular vanilla cookie, why would you just not have vanilla wafers?
Well, because vanilla wafers don't have the icing in them.
But, I guess so.
But my point is, like, that's a normal kind of... cookie flavor.
Remember like I don't know, this is high commodity at our school also, cosmic brownies. I don't know if anybody remembers this. They were these little brownies, and I think it was like Little Debbie's, and then it's like they were so thick it was almost like you had fudge, and then they had little like M&Ms in them.
Yes.
And people would just lose it. Like, they would sell their soul for a cosmic brownie. Ooh, you know what I don't understand? For the life of me, I will never understand how people like... What are they, the Twinkies? The, like, little cake whatever thingies? I don't understand how people like those.
The one I don't understand even more than that, Honey Buns.
Oh, my gosh. We had a mutual friend who was, like, obsessed with Honey Buns. And then he was like, you have to try one. And I tried one. I was like, this is not
that It's great. Not good.
It's not good at all.
It's so bad.
I
kind of go through phases with snacks.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I didn't have a snack I loved all the way
through. So, what were some of those phases then?
So, like, I really, for a while, just liked Ruffles.
Uh-huh.
Because of the consistency of Ruffles. I thought that they were good. Pringles, I liked for a while. Not pizza-flavored ones, as you know. I had a phase where I really liked Go-Gurt. But only the strawberry kind.
Do you have, like, an Eggo phase where you're like, oh my gosh, Eggo waffles?
Honestly, I didn't really have Eggo waffles much growing up.
Or toaster strudels.
Okay, this is a good tangent. The thing I do not understand, Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't understand either. So bad. But people would bring them and be like, this is my breakfast. And I'm like, but like...
It's
okay,
cardboard.
At least a toaster strudel, right? It's warm and you can like, it's like a hot breakfast, kind of. It's not,
right.
I'm not saying it's good for you, but like, I get the appeal of like a toaster strudel more than I get the appeal of like Pop-Tart, which it tastes like, it's not fresh. It's super stale. It's just like frosting. And then every flavor just tastes like the same flavor. And I'm like, what? I don't know.
It's cardboard. You can't convince me it's not cardboard.
Did you ever, like, do those, like, birthday thing? Like, okay, like, when
birthday
was your birthday, things. Would you, like, bring the class, like, cupcakes or something? Like, you know how, like, people bring cupcakes for, like, their whole class and, like,
yes.
someone in elementary school? Did you do that?
Yes, cinnamon rolls. I would always bring cinnamon rolls.
For your birthday?
Yeah.
Why? But from
I like
where?
Cinnamon rolls. You know Grandy's?
No.
It's, like, a chain restaurant. They have... They're probably... The cinnamon rolls are not great if I were to try them now. But I used to really like them.
Our old school that we went to for middle school has the best cinnamon rolls I've ever had in my entire life.
That school where we both went to, the lunch lady who like cooked stuff, she made chocolate cake. I don't know how she made the chocolate cake. It was so good.
Now imagine her making cinnamon rolls, and they sell them every Christmas. Oh my gosh, they're amazing.
I was there at Christmas. I must have had one.
They're the best cinnamon rolls. I even helped make them. They're so good. Like, I don't know. But, yeah, the chocolate cake was also really good.
People love the chocolate cake. I don't know. I'm not a cake person.
I'm not. Well, if I have to choose something, like, it depends on the cake. Because it has to be, I'm picky when it comes to, like, desserts. It can't be too sweet. It can't be, like, too much frosting. I was the kid who, like, okay, you know those, like, cupcakes you get? I do not understand how people, like, just eat the frosting.
That's so
I
gross.
Would just scrape the frosting off and then just eat, like, the cake part. So.
Or those cookies that are, like, sugar cookies that have the sprinkles and the icing on them that come in packs of, like, 24.
They're so sweet. You eat one, it's like biting into, like, moon sand. Like, that's all I can describe it as.
I am of the beach.
I'm sorry, can you think of a better way to explain it?
No.
That's what the consistency is.
It's sand, yeah.
It's a lot. I try to think of like other like really weird things where I'm just like, why do people like this? I feel like I have more examples of stuff I hate than like things where I'm like, oh, I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, okay, there was this one. I know you like this place. This is the same place like you went to also. There's this one place called like the Purple Cow. And they
Iconic.
Had like such good milkshakes. It was so great. I remember, like, and, like, the atmosphere. I love how I'm, like, probably, like, 6 or 7. Like, the vibe. No,
like, pan to a literal, like, toy train going around the ceiling. You're, like, the vibe.
The whole thing was, like, purple. It was, like, a cafe type thing.
Well, their signature dessert was a purple milkshake.
It was so good.
It was so good.
It was iconic, and then they closed down. Just like everything Jeremy and I love, they just closed down.
I don't know. I haven't looked in a while, but probably 10 years ago, they used to have a location in Arkansas.
I would drive.
Maybe
for
a road
that.
Trip. A road trip
drive.
Idea.
The only thing we take a road trip for, we're like a blue cow. It's just Willie Jamali and the Cacacoon. It's just you, me, and like the purple cow. Same vibes.
Right.
But no, it was that good. Like
it was
good. So
good. Well, they only used Bluebell ice cream, so all the desserts were really great.
Maybe we should take a trip to the Bluebell factory.
We could. I mean, I don't. Where is that? It's got to be in Texas, right? It's got to be in Texas.
Why am I? Yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah,
else
yeah.
would
it
be?
Is, it's in Texas, but no, it was really good. And I remember that was such a good milkshake. That's the one thing I also remember being like, yeah, I love this. Like childhood. I don't know. I'm just thinking of all the bad things that I'm just like, why are people eating this? Why is this a combination? Even like, there was like a snack time in high school, right? Where like people would eat snacks. I remember that's the combination of what people ate. I was like, what is this like? What is this combination?
Like what? What are some examples?
Like multiple desserts one after the other. So it's like someone would eat like 2 fruit roll-ups and then like pretzels. And I was just like...
Sweet and salty, I guess.
It was very strange though. I don't know. Like I like it matters to me like what I eat in combination with each other. Like it cannot be the person who's eating fruit roll-ups and then drinking Powerade. I just cannot do that. But yeah. I don't know if there's any other weird combinations I've seen.
One thing I've seen people do recently is they'll take French fries and they'll dip them in ice cream.
Oh, like, yeah, like a milkshake or something. Which is weird, but it's also not surprising to me.
I guess salty and sweet, but also like potato with milk.
Oh, well, you put it that way.
But you know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean.
Like, the consistency of that would be kind of weird to me.
It would be.
Potato milk.
Stop. Stop.
Idaho Dairy.
Best of both worlds.
Right.
No, I mean, God, you've ruined it for me, Jeremy. Maybe we should, okay, you know what we should definitely do? Like, I know we have a YouTube channel, we haven't really posted anything on it. We should, like, go try weird food combinations.
Yeah, we should.
I don't know. I feel like that would be me trying a bunch of stuff and you just watching me try stuff.
I mean, it could be, but you know, this is sort of a through line, though.
Right.
Because the movie we're reviewing for this week, though, relates back to Gingerbread Blast, sort of.
Right. A nightmare for Jeremy.
So the movie we're reviewing this week is The Ginger Dead Man, starring Gary Busey both in human form at the very beginning as a killer, and then also eventually in killer gingerbread form.
Right.
We'll get to why I don't understand how that connection is made.
Truly a Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, I don't understand. Like, the plot of this movie was very confusing.
Because it opens up when they're, like, at a diner.
Yeah, they're, like, at a diner. And, like, there's like, a couple who's there. And then, like, he kills the boyfriend.
Right.
But the girl gets away. He, like, lets her go.
Yes.
And then you just, like, flash forward to, like, regular day. Like, years afterwards, that was, like, her boyfriend that was killed. And stuff.
Yes,
like,
because years after, we end up seeing her. She's working in a bakery. It pans to a bunch of newspapers on the wall. And it's like, oh, the whatever killer, Gary Busey, was killed. Or was being sentenced to death, and then it happened, I think.
Yeah, it's just confusing because, like, I guess this is a family-owned bakery and her mom owned, or yeah, they all own it. And then she's working there with one of her friends and they're getting in like a new literal barrel of gingerbread seasoning.
Which I didn't know was a thing.
I knew gingerbread seasoning was a thing. I didn't know it came in like Cracker Barrel barrels. Like
Cracker Barrel. The real Cracker Barrel is gingerbread seasoning.
No, that's what it looked like. It was very strange, though.
It was
like,
huge, yeah.
But then, like, they're opening it. And, like, is that what they're opening? Or is it, like, frosting or something?
No, they're opening the gingerbread seasoning because they're making, I guess, the dough.
Gingerbread cookies.
For the dough for the gingerbread cookie that they're trying to make. Which they end up only making one.
Also, like, we need to talk about this, like, cookie cutter. This cookie cutter for the gingerbread that they were supposedly making was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
It was huge.
It was like Flat Stanley cookie cutter. Like, literally, what is this?
It was Flat Stanley.
And what the final form of Flat Stanley.
Yeah. It was the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. No, but it was weird because, okay, prior to them actually cutting the cookie with the ginormous Flat Stanley, there's this whole moment where the guy employee comes in and he cuts himself somehow.
Over the vat. No. The audacity of this guy. This guy, like, cuts himself, which looks like a small cut, but then you just find out he's, like, dripping blood from his arm. Decides to put his arm over the vat of gingerbread seasoning because, like, people do that, apparently.
Seems like a health hazard, but...
And then they just wrap it up and continue. And I'm just like... I mean, weren't you just, like, dying and, like, gonna bleed out a second ago? But, like, whatever.
Yeah, and then that happens, and then they...
Put it in the oven.
Well, they you know, they make the dough, because they have to add the seasoning and all that stuff. And they cut out the little gingerbread... Not little, the gigantic gingerbread man.
The American Girl doll gingerbread, essentially. Like, that's how large it is.
The Cabbage Patch Kid gingerbread man.
A whole nightmare.
And they put it in the oven. And we can tell just by the mood and the music, which was very strange in this movie, that something was happening, right? But the first thing I was thinking was, okay, Gary Busey was put to death in the prison, right? How on earth are they going to make the connection between dead guy in prison with random employee bleeds into gingerbread mix, cooks evil gingerbread man?
With the spirit of this prisoner. Right. Spoiler alert, they do not mention a single thing about that. It just happens. And when I say that, like, there isn't, like...
There's no connection.
No, there's no connection. But I want to talk about the look of this gingerbread man. Like, it was like, I'm trying to, like, find the words for it.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Never before seen.
Jeremy's type on paper.
What are you looking for? I'm looking for a gingerbread man.
I feel like I have a reference for this. I'm just forgetting it. Like, okay, do you remember, like, the monsters in Spy Kids? Like, when there was that one monster that had, like, multiple faces, and there's, like, another one. Like, that kind of stuff. Like, that's what it kind of looked like, but then made out of, like, gingerbread. It didn't have multiple faces, but it was just, like, very weird, warped...
Yeah.
Face, and then it was, like, the size of, like, a doll. And, like, for some reason... Like, but it was trapped in the oven.
Right.
And then some idiot... Oh, yeah, okay, so there's, like, other characters. Like, it's the girl whose family owns it, her sister...
No.
Her best friend?
No, because... Okay, so we
there's
forgot.
There's four characters. There's four main characters.
Well, there's the girl, there's the mom.
Right.
And then there's
mom's not there immediately.
Right. Well, there's the other person who just works at the bakery who's her friend.
Okay.
The other ones, there's a rival bakery across the street, you know? And then that girl who's sort of like the foil to the main character is
and
the
her
daughter.
Boyfriend,
and
right?
Her, yeah, it is the daughter of the guy who owns the business. And then, yeah, her boyfriend, even though they seem to have absolutely no chemistry whatsoever. Those are our four people. Which one opened the oven to begin with? Was it the...
Was it the boyfriend? It was one of those three. It was not the girl. Surprisingly, the girl from the rival bakery had the most sense. Because everybody else was just like, yeah, let's see what this is. They open it. It's just like... I guess really fast also because it like hides and then it's like they just like go looking for it.
It's mobile. It's a
it,
mobile.
It like stabs some people, cuts off someone's finger. It's very weird. So this whole movie is just like them trying to like hunt it down and kill it. But this like poor mother who owns the bakery, like she keeps getting attacked by it. Like she's hurt in multiple scenes. And, like, they do very little. Like, there's this one scene where she's been, like, stabbed in the back by this gingerbread man. And she's just lying in, like, a bin. And then, like, someone comes and, like, tries to help her. Does not, like, disregards all the blood on her.
It was the friend, yeah.
The friend stabbed in the back. And yeah. What I assume is dead. So what you assume at first.
And then isn't, yeah.
And in the weirdest way. And then, like... I don't know. They all seem very incompetent because it's like this movie was trying to be too much. It was like the Jack Frost movie. If you haven't like heard our review on that, go listen to that. Jack Frost isn't my quarterback. But it was like prisoner possesses gingerbread man. But then the second plot, which should be a subplot, but somehow isn't a subplot, is like the romance between the rival girl's boyfriend and the girl who owns the bakery. They have not, I mean, more chemistry than I guess he does with the other girl, but it's very strange and like, these are the worst people you could end up with. One for friends, two for being in like a horror movie. Like, do you really want to end up with some weird pseudo couple as the two people you're with in like a horror situation?
In this case though, I mean, I'd rather end up with that rival girlfriend than any other character because at least she was like, hey, maybe we should just leave.
No, she was the best one, but you I'm talking about, would you want to end up with the couple, the other two? They're
absolutely.
So bad.
Absolutely not. No. I don't know. I will say Jack Frost was more coherent. At least it was clear how he became the snowman that killed people. This movie, I remember we had a conversation for a while after the movie being like, do you understand how the ginger dead man became the ginger dead man and had the spirit of the dead prisoner? I still don't know. I genuinely have no idea. Because there wasn't a connection. I originally thought, well, maybe the worker, like the guy who worked there, like was a relative or the son.
No.
No. Just like, I guess, blood attracts the ginger dead man or makes the ginger dead man. Right.
So, like, he's just, like, terrorizing everybody. And essentially, like, I guess no one really dies.
The father dies.
Who?
The father of the rival business comes in to try to, like...
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we had to talk about him. But he doesn't die from the ginger... Oh, yeah, he does die from the ginger
Because the ginger dead man decides to drive a car.
Into him. Yeah. But, I mean, he doesn't die from being stabbed by the ginger dead. Then the weirdest scene, it's just, like, this gingerbread man driving a Cadillac. Drives the car into this guy. Anyway, this guy's just, like... He's just a cowboy, I guess. He just wears, like, a blazer and a cowboy hat. And, like, the daughter seems very not sad at all that her dad just died.
No, she was fine with Clay Cooley dying.
Right. Right, exactly.
A reference only certain people will get.
It's like if we reference, like, a Jim Adler, the Texas Panther.
Right. Strong arm. No, kidding.
Yeah, but anyway, like... So Clay Cooley is dead, right. And like
he can't sell Mitsubishis anymore.
Right, daughter's very sad now. She has to own a bakery.
Right,
sad for her. So no one dies except for her friend at the end comes in and he like I'm gonna fight off this like ginger dead man.
Oh.
Tries to kill him by doing the dumbest thing.
This was so stupid.
Okay, if you, I know this is like a very weird hypothetical.
Yeah,
if you see,
give us advice. Give us advice for this, Ruby. I want to know.
If you see like a possessed edible, if there's ever, if you ever get a possessed edible arrangement, like don't eat it. If something's possessed, why would you eat it?
Right? I have because then no you're gonna idea. Be possessed.
Because this guy is like, I'm just gonna eat it, and that's like the simplest way to kill it. Which like no, there's a lot of other ways. Like throw milk on it.
Right. That is the thing that I do not understand. Why you just throw liquid at the thing?
I don't know.
It never happened. Like, it never occurred to you. You're in a bakery. You obviously have liquid. Because
everybody, the combination of people, there's only one brain cell, and it was the mom. And everybody else was just like, you know.
No, the rival girlfriend was at least had sense. I'll give her that. If they had listened to her, they would have not been in that situation. They would have already left.
Right. Okay. Yeah, anyway, so then this, like, her best friend, like, eats this ginger dead man. I think everything's fine. But no, he's possessed now, like, obviously. It's like, well, it's much harder to kill him now when, like...
In human form.
As your best friend.
Right.
So then he, like, locks the main girl in, like, a heater. And then eventually they have to, like, lock him in the heater and he just, like, dies. Which is, like, sad because it's, like, that's, like, your best friend.
He's just cooked, but... I guess. Yeah. But no one seemed to really care.
Yeah, the main lead, his best friend, is like, I just have a boyfriend now, so bye.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly forgot about that ending. That was so weird. I don't know. And there's also, I don't understand the logistics of how the rival bakery, like, what the plans are as to when it's going to open.
Because
there are all these comments where it's like, oh yeah, well next year the rival bakery is going to open and it's going to put you out of business. Like you have signs up. There's like grand opening coming soon a year ahead of time for a bakery. Good. I guess Clay Cooley is the baker of all bakers, but I did not understand this at all. Because there's a subplot also about like, we want to buy your bakery and you know, like from across the street and put it out of business to where it's not a rival. I'm like, okay, this would have maybe been a more interesting road to go down more than random romance, quote unquote, with people who have no chemistry, but I guess they chose that. I will say though, the ginger dead man did send me every time he was on the screen. And I don't want people to know, it's not a cartoon gingerbread man. It's not, no, it's like the most disturbing CGI that you can remember.
No, second most. The first most disturbing CGI is Renesmee in the Twilight series.
You did tell me about that. You did show me. I don't know. Cats is up there too, probably.
Cats wasn't disturbing. Cats was unbelievably dumb. It was like you had all this money and what did you do with it? Mm-hmm. For technology.
I'm sorry. Are you implying that the Ginger Dead Man movie had a lower budget than Cats?
Absolutely. Yeah. They didn't have Taylor Swift. You couldn't bring Taylor Swift to the gym.
Gary Busey, man, so. Taylor Swift.
Right. Exactly.
Imagine if this movie was the Gary Busey role played by Taylor Swift.
So it's just like a gingerbread man, but it just sings songs at you.
And then kills people.
Oh, interesting. So instead of like creepy, like, dollhouse music or something, and you just hear like Red by Taylor Swift before you're killed.
Loving Him Was Red, stab.
Yeah. You're like, we got a long list of ex-lovers. Black. All of a sudden. Shake it off.
Right.
Like, you know, gotta watch out for all the songs. Sad day for those who are not familiar with her discography.
Yeah, really. That's basically this movie, though. Right. Do we miss any main points? I don't think we
No,
did.
I will say, though, it did send.
It did.
And I'm still going to recommend it because it was one of the dumbest things I've seen, but also one of... It was funny.
It
was so dumb. And people cared so little about the mom. It was ridiculous. Well, she's like bleeding out and they're just like, let us go back in.
Even at the end where she's like, I'm bleeding out, I need an ambulance. And they're like, well, we got to go back in and check on my friend. And I'm like, your mother is like dying. But I guess it was good because the friend ate the evil gingerbread man and became a possessed human man with gingerbread inside of him. I don't know.
This is now, what Jeremy's trying to say is this is now instill his fears of gingerbread again. Like he was over it and now he's not.
What I'm saying is this is the real gingerbread blast. That's what I'm saying.
This is the meme for this time.
I agree though. I had fun. I would recommend it too. I preferred this to the Jack Frost movie, I think. Even though it didn't make sense how he became a gingerbread man.
I think the Jack Frost one was longer.
It was longer.
It's, well, the thing is, I don't care about any of the characters in either one of the movies. But like, the Jack Frost one was more, I think, slow.
Yeah.
Because this guy just started, the plot was fast. Like, it was like one time, he's not a gingerbread, he is a gingerbread man. Like...
Well, the movie literally opens with Gary Busey killing people.
Right, exactly.
Which is like, okay.
Okay, that's really quick. Fine.
I probably Jack Frost is objectively the better movie.
It felt like a movie. This one felt like an episode of Goosebumps or The Twilight Zone.
For sure, yeah.
Was the voice of the ginger dead
Gary Busey.
Though? Oh.
So he got the script and was like, you're going to die off after stabbing people. Then you become gingerbread. I guess he was like, absolutely. Got to do this. All right. I don't know how to rate this movie.
I enjoyed this. So I'm probably going to give this maybe like a 6 out of 10.
I might go 6.5. It's a movie that's really fun to watch with other people.
Which Jeremy's going to be telling all his friends about it so that he can...
No, but it was fun when we watched it together. I don't know if I would have had as fun watching it by myself.
Right. What I'm saying is that I'm not really sure if I was like, hey, guys, let's watch a movie about a killer who all of a sudden turns into a gingerbread man and kills people.
Well, then they're missing out on cinematic art.
We would recommend, though.
Yeah. For sure. I don't know. I think that's all we have for that. Are we going to do the book review now? So what are we pulling from?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Last Straw. Huh. I don't know how to say this name. Shirag? Shirag.
His name is familiar. Okay.
Figured out what was going on pretty quick, and he went straight to the teacher to shut it down before the joke could get out of hand. I guess he didn't want a repeat of the invisible Shirag joke from last year.
Advice from that?
No, I mean, if you start make a joke about someone or something, and then like people bandwagon on top of it, you know, maybe it's too far. Just like manage your jokes when you like... you know, joke about something or someone, you know, just try to gauge whether it's actually funny or if they're just like hurt by it. So that's my advice from that. As someone who's very experienced with that.
With hurting other people with your jokes?
With traumatized by you from, you know, being the main star of all your narratives in high school. And maybe I should take it as a compliment, though, because not only was it the main star of all of his, like, narratives, I was also the main star of all of his illustrations that he drew.
I mean, I was writing your one woman show and then you just never.
Why do I feel like this is like the victorious episode of like Trina doing Chicago? Shit. Like 100%.
Okay, yeah. Ruby Does Richmond is coming to a, to a show. Coming to a theater near you. Anyway, I don't think all my jokes are bad, though.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time because I enjoy doing that. So,
like. Yeah, I don't know. I'll pull from the last straw, see how this goes. I started to give Dad a piece of my mind, but he cut me off. He wasn't interested in talking about why he was stealing our lunch snacks. What he was interested in talking about was what the heck I was doing buried in a pile of Mom's underwear in the middle of the night.
What love. What is the advice from this, Jeremy?
It's like, you know, Chuck E. Cheese had the, like the ball pit. The bootleg version is just the underwear pile. Okay. Not my advice.
I love how that's where your mind went.
No, I guess my advice would be sometimes, because the premise of this is that he caught his father stealing his snacks in the middle of the night,
right,
and he hid in a laundry basket full of underwear to do so.
Okay.
No, but the advice is essentially sometimes you got to get firsthand eyewitness proof of what's going on, because not everybody's going to tell you the truth, and you shouldn't take everybody at their word. Because sometimes, if you do so, it'll lead to you having your last straw.
I love the tie in there.
You're welcome, Jeff Kinney. Anyway, I guess that's our episode for the week. Anything we should plug?
Here we go. Well, obviously, like, listen to our podcast. Go listen to the other episodes if you haven't.
Right.
It's a good time. follow us at Everything Is Tyne on Instagram, at Everything Is Tyne on YouTube, at Everything Is Tyne on TikTok, Twitter at Everything Tyne, and follow our personal Instagram account at Ruby and Jeremy for all the content.
Yeah, we recently did a whole overhaul of the theme of our personal Instagram. Like it was blues and greens, and now it's like reds and oranges. So, like, if you go there, we're very interested to know what you think of the aesthetic.
Right. Mm-hmm. We think it really encompasses our personality.
Right. Like, when you open up our souls, that's what you see.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we care a lot about, like, our, what is it called? Zodiac signs.
I'm personally a carburetor rising.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And it means a lot to me.
Like a carburetor, like a deflating, like
well, you know, it's like rising, falling. So you have like carburetor rising, subterfuge sinking.
Ah, okay. Yeah. You're more familiar with them than I am.
Yeah,
you're the more educated one on this front.
You know the stars that have carburetors; those are my favorite.
Literally, they're like, yeah, the stars at night, you know,
are big and bright.
Yeah, deep in the heart of Texas. That's our lecture.
That's
on zodiac signs. And astrology.
That's what we have to add to the conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Colleges will come speak and give a seminar on it.
Right. We'll teach you how to clap in time to the song.
Right.
And then you'll feel
the important things in life.
I don't know. But yeah, that's all I got. Unless you have more to say about Deep in the Heart of Texas or.
No.
It stands alone.
Right, it does. Exactly. But yeah, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Go listen to our previous ones and stay tuned for whatever we decide to talk about next week.
Yeah. It'll be a surprise both to you and to us. So.
Right.
Alrighty. Have a good week, everybody. Bye.